Parshas Chukas. In this week's parsha, we find the pasuk Oz Yoshir Yisrael Es Ashira Hazois. This is one of the shirois, one of the 10 shirois actually that are mentioned in the Torah. And this particular shiro, as the pasuk continues, is about the Be'er Ali Be'er Enulo. So the simple understanding in the pasuk seems to be that Klal Yisrael were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Be'er, a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon them. This is the way that they had their water supply in the Midbar through the Be'er, 40 years throughout the Midbar, and they were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Ali Be'er Enulo, the Shiras HaBe'er. The obvious question that must be asked and is asked, so why was the Shira being expressed only now? They did not receive the Be'er at this particular juncture. Rather, the Be'er had been providing them with water throughout their sojourn in the Midbar. This was now towards the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. So why is this now the right time to sing the Shira? So this is a question that's posed by the Netziv in his Pirish al HaTorah HaMikdovo. And the Netziv says, and he refers you to a principle of his that's mentioned in many places al HaTorah, chiefly the first time that we find Shira, Oz Yoshir Moshe, when it came to the Shiras Hayam, and there is an emphasis on Oz, then they sang Shira. And the Netziv lays down a very important principle, and he says that you can only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the termination of the Nes, when the Nes has come to a completion. So even though you might have thought that Klal Yisrael could and should have sang Shira immediately when they left Mitzrayim, why did they not sing Shira when they left Mitzrayim? That's what the Torah is pointing out. No, Oz Yoshir Moshe. They only sang Shira when the Nes was complete. When they left Mitzrayim, the Nes was not complete. The Mitzrayim could, and in fact did, have pursued Klal Yisrael. So therefore they weren't really free completely. They hadn't vanquished the enemy once and for all. That only happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. So finally the Nes was complete. Oz Yoshir Moshe. So the Netziv in our parasha points out the same. Oz Yoshir Yisrael, it's that same word Oz, precisely because the Nes had now been going on for 40 years, so the Nes had now come to its completion. Klal Yisrael were now on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael. The Be'er was no longer going to be required, so precisely because this was at the end of the Nes, 40 years that Klal Yisrael's needs were taken care of, that's why this was now the appropriate time to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Yoshir Yisrael. That's how the Netziv explains that this was the correct time to sing Shira for the Be'er. There is, however, an alternative explanation as to what this Shira was about, which will once again raise the question, why now? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains very beautifully that the Shira on the Be'er, which is clearly thanking for Mayim, but we know, Ein Mayim Elo Torah. So he explains and he says, Shira Zu Al HaTorah Omruha. He says, this is the Shira of the Torah. Water is compared, the Torah is compared to water, and therefore, even if not literally, but certainly metaphorically, the thanking for the water is essentially a Shira on the Torah. They're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. And very similar vein, we find in the Kliyoka, who explains at great Arichus, that this is a Shira on the Torah. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. If that's the case, then once again the question must be asked, why now? Why would it be inappropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah after 40 years of sojourning in the Midbar. Kabbalah Satayra was right at the beginning of their stay in the Midbar, immediately post Yetzias Mitzrayim. And here, if you learn like the Ohr HaChaim and the Kli Yakar that we're referring to, the Shira on the Torah, we do not have the Teretz of the Netziv. The Netziv explained, because he's learning Al Derech HaPshat, that the Shira is concerning the Be'er. Well, if that's the case, the Be'er was no longer going to be used. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Be'er was no longer their water source. And if that's the case, now is the appropriate time to sing Shira, because this Nes has now come to an end. That's if you learn the literal Pshat, that this is a Shira concerning the Be'er. But if you learn the figurative, the more metaphoric Pshat, like the Ohr HaChaim, that really we are discussing a Shira on Torah, so why now? Why did Klal Yisrael not sing Shira immediately, having received the Torah at Sinai? This is an enormous question that needs to be asked. So I'd like to share with you what I saw in a sefer that I've quoted many times, a sefer which is Choviv Olai Ma'oid Yireach L'Moyadim. It's not just a sefer, it's an entire set of sforim written by Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood, married to the granddaughter of Rabbi Aaron Kotler. His sforim are essentially not Al HaTorah, they are Al Moyadim. And what I'd like to share with you, and you'll soon obviously see why it's there, he's got a sefer on Tisha B'Av and Bein HaMetzorim, and in Maimer Lamed Tes, he discusses this particular topic. This is topical for us anyway, because we've begun this week Chodesh Tammuz, which is the Chodesh in which we mark and recall and relive the whole Avodah of Bein HaMetzorim. So therefore, the whole concept of Avelus on the Beis HaMikdosh and Be'ezus Hashem Nechama is very much topical, and therefore this is appropriate to learn, in particular because this is the most beautiful pshat in the whole inyan of the Shira ala Be'er, which according to the Ohr HaChaim is a Shira on the Torah. There is a pasuk in Parashas Kisiso. It's to be found in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, E'ese Niflois. I'm going to produce for you, Klal Yisrael, miracles that you have never seen. Asher Lo Nivlu B'chol Ha'aretz. Ki Noi Rahu. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Asher Ani Oise Imoch. What I'm going to produce, the miracles, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm going to produce for you, Klal Yisrael. And it's not clear which Nes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu referring to. In fact, the Ramban on that Pasuk says, I'm not sure what that means. Loi nasu lohem niflois gedoilois achrei zeh. We do not find post Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf that any great miracle occurred to Klal Yisrael. So which particular Nes is being referred to? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean when he says, E'ese niflois ki noirohu asher ani oise imoch? Which noiro, which great miracle is this referring to? So there is a magnificent pshat from Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. And Rav Shach refers us to the famous words that we have quoted on many occasions, but it's always worth repeating. The words of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he writes this in his introduction to his Pirush on the Siddur. And he says, Klal Yisrael is the nation, as Chazal call us, the lone sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. We have been and we are surrounded at all times by goyim who are literally baying for our blood, seeking our annihilation. And says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Ein uma ba'olam, there is no other nation in the world, nirdefes kamoinu, who have been pursued and persecuted over the course of the generations more than Klal Yisrael. And yet, he says, a staggering observation. All other nations, all other empires have come and have gone. Ovad Zichron. And yet we, Klal Yisrael, the most persecuted, the most tortured nation, Onu Hadveikim Bashem Kulonu Chaim, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Mayane Bezeh Philosoph. How will any philosopher possibly try and rationalize this? How can you possibly explain, according to any scientific method that we are aware of? How do you explain socially, demographically, politically, culturally? How do you explain the existence of Klal Yisrael over the course of the generations, whilst the very nations that have tried to seek our annihilation have come and gone? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden these famous words that have reverberated over the generations. Chai nafshi. I take an oath, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, ki behisboinanus haniflois eila. When I think about these great miracles, the fact that we are still here, as far as I am concerned, godloi etzli, yoiser, Mikol nisim v'niflois she'oso Hashem la'avoseinu b'mitzrayim u'b'midvar u'b'eretz Yisrael. A quite phenomenal line. As far as I'm concerned, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the survival of the Jewish nation is a greater miracle than Yitzias Mitzrayim, than anything that happened to them then, in the Midbar, in Eretz Yisrael. And he concludes, the longer the Golos goes on, the greater the miracle becomes. 2,000 years and still counting in Golos serves only, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, to consolidate this nes. Each year that goes past, and yes, we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, but in fact the miracle of our survival is only growing and growing and growing. Remarkable words of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And the Gemara, although he doesn't quote it, the Gemara that immediately comes to mind is, of course, the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara tells us that initially, in the Tefillah, where we daven every day, we would refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hokeila Godoy La Giboir Vahanoiro. But Yirmiyahu Novi, who witnessed the Churban, removed the word Noiro. And he said, Noiro? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome? I see Goyim trampling the Beis HaMikdosh. Ayei Noiro Oisov. Where is this awesome Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he dropped the word Noiro. We know Yirmiyahu's story. Imprisoned himself as a Novi by Tzidkiyahu. He saw the Nevuah, the Churban. And he also saw the Goyim were not being punished for having destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, Titus, for example, Titus HaRasha came in, was over the worst of the worst Averas in the Kodesh Kodshim. Nothing had happened to him. So what do you mean? What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noira, awesome? Where is the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Noira? So the word Noira was dropped. The situation rapidly declined. Daniel, who then witnessed not only the Churban, but he witnessed the Golos, he says, where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor? I see Klal Yisrael being subjugated to all the nations. I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura. Ayei Gevura Isov. So he dropped the word Gibor as well. Eventually the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila came along and they reinstated it. And that's why until this very day we do say Gibor V'Noira. Why? Because they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noira. Eilu Hein Noira Oisov. That is in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesome Midah. Because without it, how on earth Heich Uma Achas Yechoyla Lehiskayim Bein HaUmois? How on earth does one nation manage to survive so long? That is the greatest manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Neira. So it was reinstated. So too, Gevura. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not punished the Goyim, Ezehu Giboir, HaKoivesh is Yitzra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, overcomes his anger, that is a manifestation of Giboir. So it was all reintroduced. And this, therefore, is exactly what Rabbi Yaakov Emden is pointing out. And the Chovas Avovos, in fact, in the Shara Bechina says, if anybody wants, im yevakesh odom bizman hazeh, even bizman hazeh, bizman the Golos, if anybody wants to see something close, he says, to the great miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would produce for us, all you have to look at is the fact that omadnu bein ha'umois. How is it that we have survived throughout the years amongst the nations, despite all persecution and torture, and here we still are? Says the Chovas Avovos, that is the greatest nes of all. I think we all know, we're aware of the famous Gemara, the Gemara in Tanis says, Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu did not die. And one of the Mepharshim, the Einei Shmuel, points out, what does that mean he didn't die? He certainly did die physically, as the Gemara points out. They buried him, they were hespeded him. So what does it mean, loy meis? Says the Einei Shmuel, what it means is, because all the other nations have died, they have come, and they've gone, and they've disappeared from the stage. Yaakov Avinu loy meis, meaning him, His descendants, begolus ze zman rav, and yet cholila loy nevad shem Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is still very much here, alive and well. The great philosopher Pascal was once asked by the French king, King Louis. The king said to Pascal, prove to me the existence of God. To which Pascal responded, Your Honor, the Jews. That does prove the existence of God. If anybody wants to see on an ongoing basis HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha, you only need to open your eyes and see the fact that Klal Yisrael exists against all the odds. As Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, no philosopher has any logical or rational way of explaining this. Let's come back now to that pasuk in Parashas Kisiso, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pretells of the great Niflois. There's going to be great Nisim. Ki noirahu asher ani oise imoch. And as the Ramban asked, well, which particular nes is being referred to? Says Rav Shach, the nes that's being referred to is the survival of the Jewish nation. That is the greatest nes of all. And how wonderfully meduyak it is in the Pasuk. Ki noirahu asher ani oise imoch. The exact same word that appears in the Gemara in Yuma. Ayei noiroisov, hein Hein Noira Oisov. The greatest manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah of Noira, awesome, is the very fact that Klal Yisrael exists despite all. Says Rav Shach, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. There is this bris, ani koyres bris neged kolamcha, the allegiance that is forged between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is based on E'ese Nifla'ois Asher Lo Nivru B'Cholagoyim B'Cholaretz U'B'Cholagoyim, a miracle of all miracles. Ki Noirahu Asher Ani Oise Imoch. Rav Shach concludes with one more line, and he says there's another remarkable nes. Not only has the Jewish nation survived, but so too Torah and Limud Torah has also survived. Every nation has come along in various forms and guises and tried to be oike the Torah. Lahashkichom Teirasecha. None of them have managed. And in essence, really, these two are Ha B'Ha Talia. The reason why Klal Yisrael exists as a nation is precisely because we have the Torah. If we wouldn't have the Torah, then indeed the Jewish nation wouldn't survive. As Reb Sadia Gaon writes in one place, Klal Yisrael are only a nation because they have the Torah. And it's been pointed out, Moira V'Raboisai, the words Noira are the same letters as the letters Oroin. The Oroin Abris, which houses the Luchos, the Torah. If you want to know what's Noira, the Oroin is in fact Noira. The fact that Torah has survived throughout the nations, and if you look carefully in the words of Rabbi Yaakov Emden there, it's all stated. And he says, all the nations have come along and tried to eradicate us, and yet, ois v'nikud achas, a letter, a dot of the Torah has not been eradicated. When we sit and learn Gemara, we are learning the exact same Gemara as the Chofetz Chaim did, and the Chassam Sofer did, and the Vilna Goyen, and the Marasha, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and all the Rishonim. Over thousands and thousands of years, not one word of the Torah has possibly been altered or lost. That indeed is Noira, and that's the Oroin. The Oroin is in fact Noira. And we, of course, in our day and age, can perhaps most relate to this. When, almost 80 years ago, it looked for the world like the Olam HaTorah in Europe had been wiped out, and yet, Vayehi bin Soya Ha'orain, the Olam HaTorah moved elsewhere, to Eretz Yisrael, to America, to other parts of Europe, and indeed the Olam HaTorah, Berov Chasto, is Chai V'Kayom, is strong, stronger than it ever was. Who would have thought that in Lakewood you'd have a yeshiva of thousands? Who would have thought that the mere yeshiva would be housing thousands? Who would have thought there'd be hundreds and hundreds of yeshivas, kolelim across the world? This indeed is Noiro. Oroin. These are the Niflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to. Let's now come back to the inyan of the Shiras Haba'er. We said that the Eir HaChaim HaKadosh explained that the Shiras Haba'er is really the Shira of the Torah. And the question therefore had to be asked, so why are Klal Yisrael only singing it now after 40 years? So listen, Raboisai, to the most beautiful explanation in the Sefer that we are quoting tonight, Yoreach LaMoyadim. Do you know why they were singing the Shira after 40 years? The answer all lies in the Shem Mishmuel in Parashas Masi. And the Shem Mishmuel lays down for us a tremendous principle, which he quotes in the name of Sforim HaKadoshim. He says the 42 Masois, the 42 pit stops, as it were, the sojourns of Klal Yisrael over the course of the Midbar, are indeed a precursor to all the various sojourns of Klal Yisrael, all the years of the Golos. The 40 years of Golos in the Midbar is, as it were, foretelling the history of Klal Yisrael, of all our Golos in our Midbar. And he says, and let me read you the words, B'masois ho'ele, with all these various travelings, stopping and starting, Nirmazu, what is really being hinted is Kol hatikunim shebegolos ad bias hamoshiach. We read all the various vayachanu, vayisov, vayisu, vayachanu, all of those various places that Klal Yisrael stopped and started and had different nisyonos and different troubles and difficulties. All of that is a remez to the golos forevermore. Says Rabbi Yerucham in his Sefer, Yireach L'Moyadim, Rav Yerucham Olshem now explains the following, a most wonderful pshat. That's why the Shira on the Torah was only being sung at the end of the Midbar. Because the Shira was not a song about Kabbalah Satorah, rather about the Kiyum and the survival of Torah. And Klal Yisrael, having now gone through the 42 Masois, which as we said is a precursor to the Golus B'chol HaDorois, and the Torah is still there, the Shira was not a Shira for Kabbalah Satorah. The Shira was a Shira for the survival of Torah. All the Membeis Masois, which is a hint to all of our travails in Golos, and the Torah is still with us. We have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki loy sishokach mipi zaroi. Torah will never ever be forgotten, despite all. That's why the Shira was being sung at the end of the Midbar. At the end of the Midbar, at the end of Klal Yisrael's Golos, which is a hint of things to come, of Klal Yisrael's Golos forevermore, and the Torah is still with us, that's the most remarkable miracle of all. And this is the most wonderful interpretation of Rav Olshin. They were singing a Shira on the Torah, not on Kabbalah Satorah, rather on the survival of Torah throughout the Golos. The Golos, the 40-year Golos in the Midbar, is a precursor to our 2,000-year-long Golos across the world, and yet the Torah, the Oroin, is Noira, and it's still very much with us. A quite remarkable, most beautiful, beautiful pshat. And therefore, really, it only remains to point out that this is being written, that Tzroir HaMoir, in fact, writes this in Parashas Masay. That's why the Torah writes at great length the whole Inyan, the whole subject of the Membeis Masois, because as this, Lahashrishenu bitochain godoil begu'ula ho'asido. Everything as a type of Maisa ovei simon labonim, everything that happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar happens to us. And Klal Yisrael survived the Golos and eventually come into Eretz Yisrael. And this is therefore what will happen to us. And as the Tzroir HaMoir writes, even though we have gone from empire to empire, from expulsion to expulsion, from Eretz Yisrael to France to Spain and across the world and furthermore, but we're still here. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. And that's why the Torah is so ma'arich about the whole Inyan of the Masois. And as we mentioned, this couldn't be more topical, not just because it's our parasha, but we're now in Chodesh Tammuz. Tisha B'Av every year, the Bein HaMetzorim every year, on the one hand becomes more and more painful, more and more difficult, because the Golos has become extended. But at the same time, despite the difficulty, and precisely because of the difficulty, that itself is our Nechama. Because the longer the Golos goes on, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden pointed out, the greater the miracle of our survival. And we're still here to tell the tale. Let me just conclude with telling you the story of the Telzer Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Elimeir Bloch in America. After the war, escaped from Telz, came to the United States and he wanted to set up his yeshiva. So he wanted to buy some sfarim. How can you have a yeshiva without the classic sefer, the Ketzos HaChoshen? So he found some Jewish bookstore and he said, could you please sell me a Ketzos HaChoshen? He says, a Ketzos HaChoshen? I'm not sure if I even have one. And he looked and he managed and he shuffled around and he dug deep, and at some far-flung corner he found a dust-covered Ketzos HaChoshen. And he said, yes, I'll sell you this for $3, which was an enormous amount for a sefer 70 years ago. The Rosh Hashiva said, $3? Why such a steep price? So the store owner said, because this is antique value. And he said the following words: this is probably the last Ketzos HaChoshen being sold on these shores. Rav Elimeir Bloch put down the money and he said, we'll see, we'll see. And how many thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of Ktzos HaChoshens have been bought and sold and been learned until this very day. This is, in fact, was not the last Ktzos HaChoshen sold on American shores. When the Ponovitch Harov, on one occasion, went collecting for the great Ponovitch Yeshiva, and he went to Italy, and he arrived there late at night, and he insisted that he be taken to what's known as Titus's Arch. And they asked him, now you have to go sightseeing? Late at night, it was cold and raining and you're tired. He says, I have to be taken there right now. And they took him, they drove him to Titus's Arch, and the Ponovitcherov got out of the car and he said in a loud voice, Titus, Titus, Klal Yisrael is still here. Where are you? And where is your empire? All gone. Yaakov Avinu lo imis. Ponovitch is here. The Mir is here. Lakewood is here. The Olam HaTorah is strong and stronger than it ever was. And therefore, despite the fact that we are still in Golos, but our Nechama comes through the fact that the Olam HaTorah is strong. The Oroin, which indeed is the same letters as Noiro, all of that is the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing when he says, Ki Noiro hu asher ani oisei imoch. Indeed it is Noiro. And that is the essence of the Shira of the Be'er. The Be'er, which metaphorically refers to water, refers to Torah. Why were Klal Yisrael singing the Shira at the end of 40 years? Because they weren't celebrating Kabbalah HaTorah. They were celebrating the Kiyum of Torah. The fact that Torah had survived, as it were, throughout the 42 Masois of the Midbar is hinting to the fact that indeed Torah survives throughout all ages, throughout our long Golos. So may indeed we be Zeicha to not have to commemorate the Churban Habayis Bichlal, but if so, to be reminded that the longer that the Golos goes on, the more we are in fact in the realization that Ki Noiro Hu Hein Hein Noiro Oisov. Noiro, Oroin, we too can sing the Shira of the Be'er with his knowledge that Ki Lo Tishokach Mipi Zaroi, the Torah, Klal Yisrael have Havtocha, Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out, the Torah will never be wiped out. In that Zechus Be'ezus Hashem, we should see a rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, B'mheira, B'yomeinu, Amen.